This past week saw terrorism as a topic in two very different ways. We started the week with President Trump addressing Arab nations about their role in the war on terror. And we saw radical Islamic terrorism strike once again, this time at a pop music concert in Manchester, England. Here to discuss these two events is the president of the Council for Muslims Facing Tomorrow. She is also author of the book, Their Jihad, Not My Jihad, Raheel Raza. Thanks so much for being here today.
My pleasure. Good morning.
And MuslimsFacingTomorrow.com as well as RaheelRaza.com, two websites related to Ms. Raza, which we have linked over at our webpage. Let's start with President Trump's speech to, well, basically the Arab nation when you get down to it. And is it safe to say that diplomatically, which probably surprised many people, President Trump basically said to the Arab nations, it's your turn and it's your time to step up?
Absolutely. I mean, this was a world leader in charge and command of the issues, speaking directly without political correctness, addressing the issue head on, not deflecting, not calling it anything but what it is, Islamist terrorism. I mean, he used Islamic and Islamist at different times. But the message was loud and clear that this is a problem within your midst. You need to step up to the plate and you have to get rid of it. And he said, drive them out not once, but many times. And he made his message loud and clear. And it came at a very opportune time. Unfortunately, this horrific tragedy that took place in Manchester just tells us that the problem is larger than the world thinks it is. It's a global problem. And he addressed it head on to 50 Muslim leaders. And, you know, it was very satisfying. It was unprecedented in the history of U.S. presidents to say something so loud and clear.
And of all the things, and I have several quotes I pulled out of the transcript, but this one really stood out to me. Every time a terrorist murders an innocent person and falsely invokes the name of God, it should be an insult to every person of faith. Terrorists do not worship God. They worship death.
Yes, this is true. The terrorists embrace death. When they use suicide bombs, they have no respect for human life, theirs or anyone else's. And this is why it's an ideology. And I was very impressed to hear President Trump actually use the word ideology, which is something that, you know, very few people have done. His willingness to point out to the ideology of political Islam, which is like fascism and Marxism and communism, it's an ism, it's an ideology, it's a cult. And it's an ideology that's very dangerous because it cannot be fought with weapons of mass destruction. It is an ideology, it's a war of ideas. And it has to be done together globally through civil society, law enforcement. Everybody has to pitch in and work together to strategize how to get rid of the ideology that leads to radicalization, which eventually leads to terrorism.
There were some people, and hypocritically, some people in the media who were critical of the president for not going in all fire and brimstone and saying radical Islamic terrorism. But if he did that, wouldn't he have lost his audience?
He would have. His diplomacy was to the T. He is dealing with the Arab nations. If he had gone and yelled at them, he would have lost the cause. He addressed it in the best diplomatic manner, and, you know, much to many people's surprise. Of course, you know, those who are denying this and the critics are always there. They have been there from day one. And it doesn't matter what he said or how he said it, they would still find criticism. But just look at this historically. I mean, in the future, people are going to look back at this. Whether or not the Arab Muslim nations or the leaders who heard him speak are going to implement this, he tapped them on the hand, slapped them on the hand and said, come on, shape up. And it's your responsibility also to do something.
Talking with Raheel Raza, who is the president of the Council for Muslims Facing Tomorrow. She's also the author of the book, Their Jihad, Not My Jihad, MuslimsFacingTomorrow.com and RaheelRaza.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. As a second tier, but I think equally as vital point, and this was something that both the president and the Saudi king, at least by the king's expression, we all know words versus deeds with Saudi Arabia can be sometimes a river or a canyon between the two, but Iran's in their bullseye right now, isn't it?
Yes, of course it is. because that is a regime that is promoting terrorism. And it was very important to address that as well, because essentially what people have to understand is that this is a turf war between Iran and Saudi Arabia. And the fact that he was in Saudi Arabia addressing these 50 Muslim nations is very important, because the terrorism, the support for terrorists, the violence and killing has to be stamped out, no matter where it's coming from, whether it's individuals, whether it's regimes, whether it's oil-producing countries. Obviously, some of the audience were the culprits as well. They are governments that have been supporting and funding terrorist activities. But they heard the president of the United States sort of put them on a warning and say, you know, enough is enough. You have to clear this out. And so, yes, as you say, whether it eventually becomes an action is something that we have to wait and see. But it was an excellent start to his trip.
Just for you listening to the mechanics of Muslim society, especially in Saudi Arabia, you have the royal family, which is Sunni, and they have, to say the least, been quite oppressive of the Shia majority. So there's a conflict between the various sects of Islam. So when the royal family or a representative of the royal family speaks out for unity, yeah, they might want to spend a little more time in front of a mirror when they do those words. But as Ms. Raza said, you hope for the best and get what you can get to the positive. And it's amazing, too, Rahil, with so few words, you can say so much. And this is another quote from the president's speech to the Arab nation. It is a choice between two futures, and it is a choice America cannot make for you.
Yes, this was putting the responsibility where it needs to be. You know, I'm part of a Muslim reform movement. We are reformist Muslims, and we have been saying for years that the frontline warriors in this battle against a global jihadist insurgency have to be Muslims, because they are the ones who have to speak out. Other people get slapped with labels of racism, bigotry, and Islamophobia. So we are the ones who have to stand up and speak out. And unfortunately, our leadership for many years has not unitedly stood up. Of course, many people have. Look at what happened in the aftermath of Manchester. Imams, rabbis, ministers, everyone came together and condemned. But my question is condemning enough? Is it just enough to verbally say, this is wrong, I am sorry? I believe that we've come to a point where now it's time for action. President Trump started that movement for action, saying something needs to be done. I hope that when he comes back, he will set up a commission on a radicalization with Muslims, non-Muslims, as I said, civil society, law enforcement, so that we can strategize, just like the world strategized against any other evil. So it is important. And, you know, you talked about the Shia-Sunni conflict. That has existed since time immemorial. It has now become very politicized. What we are battling is a political version of my faith. You know, I'm a practicing observant Sunni Muslim. Obviously, I don't go out and kill people, because I interpret my faith very differently from how the radical terrorists do. But they do use religion to justify the nefarious goals. They use religion as a crutch. And that is what we as Muslims have to fight. We have to create an alternate narrative to the narrative of the extremists. And it's not going to happen overnight, just like the change in the Muslim world is not going to come just because President Trump went and spoke to them. But the seeds have been sown. As I said, this is unprecedented. It is a historical moment, and we must build on it.
With that in mind, too, and certainly it's impossible to pay attention to every news story that flies by in the aftermath of a horrific incident like the Manchester bombing, but the mayor of London is a Muslim.
Yes.
He seemed to be conspicuously absent, at least unless I missed something, this would have been a time for him to maybe, in that country, lead the brigade against what happened.
Yes, there are many Muslim leaders who should have been in the forefront, leading the brigade against what happened. You are absolutely right, and this is something that we see time and again. But, you know, we can't wait for one person to speak out. This is, as I said, it's a global insurgency. The people of Manchester, everyone has shown that they can come together to fight evil. And this is what it is. At the core, this is evil. And it is evil that is emanating from, you know, one particular strand of Muslims, and it needs to be acknowledged. It's like a virus. If you ask a doctor, a virus needs to be first acknowledged, then it needs to be isolated, and then it has to be removed. We are at the first part of it, which is just the acknowledgement that there is a virus. There are many people in denial, both in the regressive left, as well as within the Muslim communities, who are in denial and will keep on finding excuses to deflect from the real problem. Until we can be honest and courageous enough to stand up and say there is a virus in our midst, we won't be able to find solutions. And again, coming back to President Trump, what he said to the Muslim leaders was exactly this: there is a virus within your midst, there is evil in your midst, and you have to acknowledge it and find a solution for it.
Or, in his words, drive them out.
Drive them out, not once, but many times.
In this day of Twitter and short attention spans, you can't get any more effective message and truthful message than that. She is the president of the Council for Muslims Facing Tomorrow. And you can also go to RahilRaza.com and download her book, Their Jihad, Not My Jihad. MuslimsFacingTomorrow.com is on another website. And yes, we have the links over to our page. Rahil Raza, it's always an education because you speak the truth, you speak the facts. Too many others fear that. But by repeating those facts, you, I think, help those overcome the fear and face the reality and find the solutions. Thank you for being here today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.